This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc Two on FUBAR Radio.
We are back in the house. It's 4 till 6 drive time with Sarah, Hugh and Doc too. Obviously none of those people are here. Well, I am. Doc is here, which is very unusual for me to be the only one. But thankfully we have the greatest substitute teacher in the world of radio, Michael Payne.
G'day, fellas. I thought I'd do an Australian accent if I'm going to be a supply teacher.
And playing the part of Sarah Love, we have the producer Natalie, who's not going to be saying anything. But she's going to just be looking hot.
I'm going to make it my task to make Natalie say something on the mic. Before,
yeah, we'll see how we go. We'll turn her into like the female Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
So you lot know how it goes down. It's 2 hours of a chit chat and some of the greatest rap you've ever heard and bits and pieces all over the shop. Really, we got some new No They Didn't. I'm sure we'll have some taking the pisses. We got all sorts of things to discuss this week. And also, we have a very, very special guest, as always, on Sarah, Hugh and Doc too. But first and foremost, let's hear a bit more from the supply man himself.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
I've been all right, man. I've been like quite busy today. Recently, I went to see, the last time I was on the show, we interviewed Remy and Sensible J, his DJ. So right. I went down to the Old Blue Last in Shoreditch and saw them play a gig.
Great little
venue,
that.
Two nights after, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant gig. So big shout out to Remy and Sensible J. It was quite funny. I had a nice little package for Remy. And but I didn't intend to give him the whole package.
Right. This is a legal package of sorts?
May or may not be.
Okay.
May or may not be. Let's say for the purpose of the conversation that it is.
It's a fun package.
Yeah, very fun.
It's a care package.
A care package. That's exactly what it was. But I only meant him to give him a piece of the package.
Yeah.
But you know, it was quite in a rush. He'd just come off stage and I kind of, you give him the sort of, good show. You shake their hand. Had the whole package in my hand. I was like, I've got something for you. He's felt it in his palm and just like taking the whole thing and going, cheers, mate. So I couldn't go back and go, so I just literally just had to
The similar thing happened to me. It was perhaps slightly more above the board, but I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you remember the tsunami that hit a few years ago on Boxing Day.
Yeah,
real tragic. And I saw it and I saw the footage and the requests for cash, and it really hit me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to do it. I never normally do it, but I picked up the phone, and it was one of those automated jobs.
Yeah.
You know. I wanted to donate £25, and I'm not good with the automated things, and I put the decimal point in the wrong place and donated £250.
Right.
But
and you're
done.
A generous guy, but yeah.
After that, I was thinking, I really want that money back.
I'm now a charity case.
How do you call up the Red Cross and be like, look, I care.
You don't.
I just don't care that much.
Or I can't afford to care that much, I think is the...
Had to let it go.
Yeah.
Had to let it
Hopefully
go.
Hopefully it went to a good place.
Listen,
hopefully
I
it wasn't
I felt
of...
a better man, but then I felt a worse man because I resented the money.
£249 of that's probably lined some CEO's
Sepp
pocket.
Sepp Blatter's pocket.
Yeah, yeah, somehow.
Somehow he managed to get it.
It's true. You know, they say for every like £10, I think the figure stands at, that you spend in the UK. For every £10, £9 is spent in Tesco. I think it's £9 goes
serious?
To Sepp Blatter. And a pound is actually goes to
that's
Tesco.
That's like one of those six feet from a rat type
statistics.
Statistics,
yeah.
I
it's
like
quite
that.
Alarming, really.
Mm,
it's quite
that's
alarming.
Very alarming.
They're closing down Tescos to build new Tescos in their places. They've run out of buildings to take over. They're eating themselves now.
Yeah. The William Hill where I live shut down, and my missus was like, oh, that's so good. Finally get rid of that bookies. But then it just came back like 2 weeks later, just like much cleaner. And within a week, it looked even worse than it did before.
The normal winos in there.
It's crucial to any like sort of low rent London street is bookies and off licenses. 100%.
Yeah, you don't have that, and you don't have very basic.
Mm.
That's going to be the word of the day today.
Basic,
I feel a lot of basicness coming on.
Very much so, because we want to get into that Kate Moss story. I'm sure all of you have seen it in the press. Lots of people have reported it in different ways. But it's pretty much in all the press. I mean, everybody, like the Guardian down, you know, all the way down to the very bottom, have all been very excited, as most people are, I suppose, about celebrities coming into contact with normals.
Yeah. The peasants, the proletariat.
I've met a few normals, and it is awkward, and I understand where Kate Moss is coming from.
Especially on an EasyJet flight. It's not easy.
Why?
Was it EasyJet? It was EasyJet. Low-budget airlines,
bruv,
it was EasyJet,
which doesn't have a first class.
Never.
Now, these guys, it was her and three other models, right? They all earn like absolute mint. They were
going the plane.
They were going to this Turkish spa thing, which is proper exclusive. It's like $2,000 a day to go in there. Like, you have a detox and whatnot.
For Sadie Frost's pre-birthday bash.
There you go, yeah. So
that's
they
when
were
you
detoxing.
Because they have pre-birthday bashes.
Yeah, they were detoxing, getting ready to retox for her 50th, right? And they get on an EasyJet flight back. I couldn't quite compute that.
Apparently, Kate Moss blagged her way onto said flight as well.
Oh, scene. Yeah. So it's probably like they got some kind of freebie.
Nothing. She just went to the airport and went, Kate Moss, can I get on this flight?
She
There's
probably could have hollered
look
at the Greek guy that runs it, and he probably just would have hooked them up.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was. It was just the quickest free flight that they could get.
Uh-huh.
But immediate regrets, because she wanted to drink and you got to pay for the drinks on there. And, you know, it's in. I hate it when you hear this announcement. I heard it on the plane last week where they say it's our choice whether or not we serve you, basically, based on how you're getting on.
So if they just don't like you, it's at their discretion. You can't say anything about
it. And these lot blatantly got pissed in the airport before they got on the plane. So she was probably already drunk and they decided to turn her down. So she was like, right, screw you. And she pulled like the little vodka out of the bag.
Right.
Now, obviously, she's gone through the quick thing security.
Yeah.
Which I went through for the first time 2 weeks ago. I'm so terrible at organizing getting on flights. I was taking the kids to the Caribbean.
Of course. I saw you the day before.
I went to King's Cross to get the Gatwick Express. Now, the Gatwick Express don't go from King's Cross. It goes from Victoria.
But you went to King's Cross to get the Gatwick Express nonetheless.
If you could have seen my wife's face, bro, I'm still scared of that face now. Yeah. So we had to go to Victoria, and suddenly we were in a rush. We got on the express, got there. We got there about 25 minutes before the plane left at Gatwick. And if you do that, flying economy, they just give you all the upper class shit.
Right,
because they ain't got time. They ain't got time. They're just like, just do this. And I'm like, what? I could have anything in my bag. And I'm like, don't worry about it. I just go through here. You fly through security. You get straight on the plane. It's blessed. So I would recommend to anybody on lower income that's flying economy, just get to the airport crazily late. Because all that shit about get there 2 hours, 3 hours before.
It doesn't mean anything.
No. Just get the plane's not going to be delayed. Just get there mad late and you get first class treatment. So I don't know if that's what Kate Moss did, but she probably didn't give a shit about that. Just say, I'm Kate Moss. Here's all my shit in my bag. And she just broke it out on the plane. And as soon as they saw that, beef. You know what I mean?
Fair play.
But the passengers were saying, like other passengers were saying, the staff overreacted.
Right.
And I can believe that. Because, you know, when you get that clash, celebrities v normals, there's a lot of normals who want a story.
Yeah, of course. You'll feed the flames.
Yeah.
They know that Kate Moss is a hothead as well.
There you go.
They know she's probably on stuff.
Yeah, man. And, you know, she's got that one eye pointing that way, the other eye pointing. I don't know what she's looking at. You know what I mean? She's dangerous. So, it all kicked off. But I don't think they needed to call the police. And the Luton 5-0 as well. They must have been hyped when they got the call. They must have been hyped. So they were there waiting for her and rare. And then apparently she called the pilot, who was a female, a basic bitch.
Right, I was kind of wondering what the gender of the pilot was.
Yeah, she was a female. It would have been funnier if it was a man.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of funny. And apparently like a lot of the passengers found it funny as well. When she dropped it, and it is quite a funny phrase, but
it's very sort of ratchet hip hop. The roots are sort of I think, like, you know, well, Creation immortalized it in her song, which I'm sure we're going to be playing soon for our sins.
Yeah.
But it's a very catchy, annoyingly catchy song. And, Etta Bond has had a song called Basic Bitches.
Has she? As well. I imagine Nicki Minaj probably drops it. Basic Bitch interlude somewhere. I would imagine
that. I think that'll definitely be in
Basic Bitch bonus track of some kind,
and just a regular feature in a vocab. Probably.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Says it like it's the word "and."
I would have thought so. I mean, but how would you describe, for people who've not heard the phrase before, how would you describe a basic bitch?
A basic bitch to me is
could be male or female, by the way.
Someone like what's his name? That blogger, that really annoying blogger that was on Big Brother.
Hilton.
I just got her to
Nat.
Talk.
That's
I just
Nat.
Got. Did anyone hear that? That's Nat's voice.
That's
Perez
Natalie
Hilton is
Pink
a basic
Pilkington.
Bitch for me,
yeah.
And
no, definitely.
And Katie Hopkins, she's less than a basic bitch. I think that's insulting.
Yeah.
Basic bitches everywhere calling Katie Hopkins
that
a basic
is,
bitch.
That is, she's a basic bitch who thinks she's complex.
Yeah,
that's the worst,
so that's the
kind.
Worst type of basic bitch.
That's the worst kind.
I like basic bitches that admit they're basic bitches are just ratchet. You know what I mean? But Katie Hopkins is. She's the Katie Hopkins breed of basic bitch, I think.
Where does it stand, basic bitch, in your sort of favourite insults that you hear these days? A lot of them are hashtagged.
It is quite good. Yeah, too many are hashtagged. Mm. It is quite good. It's quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say ingenious, but it's one of those sort of snappy ones you can just kind of pull out of anywhere.
I'm North London. I've never really grown out of Chief. And I'm sad that it's sort of in the background
dying out.
These days.
I've been talking a lot to my friend Max about old school slang that infiltrated my vocab when I was growing up. Nang. Means wicked,
sick.
You know, good. Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Speng was a good one. That
speng
was a good insult.
Good.
If you called someone a speng they
good.
Were that was kind of like the early basic bitch. If you were a speng, you were just...
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree
the lowest
with that.
Form of idiot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there were some really good ones. Chief's good, though.
Chief is a classic. And it really frustrates me when there's people who move into London that call me Chief as a term of endearment.
Yeah. Like, Americans say Chief as a term of endearment.
Yeah, they do. They Americans really go for it. And
as
a weird American dude yesterday, he kept calling me Captain.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't down with that.
No, not at all. Might just call me Sailor.
I wasn't down with that at all. Especially because I used to have a brethren who used to call, like, the worst kind of waste men. He used to call them waste captain, which I used to love.
Or waste cadet.
Waste captain. Yeah, waste cadet. Waste cadet's good. That's really good. I've never heard that one before. Hey, listen, you lot know a lot better than we do. You're always giving us so much good material. Give us a shout at FUBAR Radio. You can hit us up on the Twitter or even on the email, studio@fubarradio.com, and just let us know your favourite classic insults. You don't have to use asterisks and stuff to take out the naughty bits. You know, I'll decide
anyway.
How naughty it is, and I've said a lot of outrageous shit on this show in the past. I don't think I've dropped the C-bomb though. I don't intend to do that.
I don't think I have either.
I think that's unnecessary. Also, like, there's cars these days though. You can get like internet radio and digital radio and whatnot. And 4 till 6 could be some people on the school run.
School run, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Don't
so I will litter this show with shit if I have to. But I'm not going to drop the C-bomb on the route.
Not
home
on the
from
radio.
School.
No, not in front of the kids. No. I'm not going to lie. I do use it. But I also use...
It has to be used sometimes.
Use insults that stem from male genitalia as well.
Good.
This
good.
Is where I provide some
I'll never
balance.
Grow out of the word prick. For
exactly.
me, prick is so strong and
that's
so
it.
Specific.
Snappy
I love it.
Again. It's snappy.
Yeah, it's
you
snappy.
Know?
It's snappy. And only certain people are pricks. You can't just litter it around.
Not at all.
There's certain people who, when I think of them, I just, that's all like, that's the
yeah.
only word.
Billy
I
Mitchell.
Think of. There you go.
That's a classic prick. Billy Mitchell's a prick.
Prick.
His character, not the guy that plays him. I've never met him. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. But Billy Mitchell is a prick.
There
but then on the other end, like David Cameron is a prick.
He is.
He's the biggest prick, probably.
The thing about David Cameron is he's like a literal prick. Because whenever I see him, he reminds me, and I'm not saying I've seen many, at least not with my own eyes, but, you know, in the past I watched a lot of pornography.
Yeah,
he
those annoying little penises.
He looks like a spent penis.
Yeah.
He looks like a,
yes.
like as if it's just been wanked.
Yep. Definitely.
That's what his,
definitely.
His head.
Borderline mushroom.
It's got too much face.
Yeah,
it's just way too much of it. No,
I reckon. I personally, and I'm not, you know, advocating. I'm not inciting violence against the Prime Minister. But I reckon if you punch David Cameron in the face, your fist would just go in and just come out, and there'd be no damage. It would just like reshape.
Yeah, like punching a really jiggly
stress
belly.
Balls.
Just goes in.
Yeah, I reckon that would happen. Maybe it would be quite interesting because you'd have the print of your fist in his face
briefly,
for a little bit, and you could laugh at him for a bit, and it would just sort of pop out. Maybe
make that
sound.
Little noise. Yeah, definitely. I 100% agree with you on that.
I mean, that's fact.
And again, we're not advocating that violence, but if you do it, it's on you. And please don't blame us.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to the guy that stole his bike one time.
Yeah, that was jokes. You remember that?
But gave it back.
Yeah, sullied it slightly.
Again, not inciting violence or crime.
Sullied it. So listen, what did you do this weekend? The weekend just gone. Was that when you went to see...
No,
your
no,
boy.
That was this weekend. I went to the old Queen's Head. My friend, Bill Posters, he's like a resident DJ there.
Okay,
went to see him. I did something on the Friday as well, but I can't remember what it was. I do remember going to a leaving party. A friend of mine's moving to Gozo, which I think it's an island owned by Malta, like governed by Malta.
Why is he going there?
Well, no, it's a she.
Okay.
She's moving there because she's just kind of got fed up of living in the UK. And
she got links in Gozo?
No, not really. Wow, she kind of did a bit of recon. She's come back and decided that she's moving out there.
Just Gozo in for it.
Mm.
So last weekend, on the Friday, I got a call from my brethren who works for the Roundhouse in Camden.
Right.
And he said, you know what? Even though it's all sold out, I got you two tickets for the Nas show.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, incredible. And I was like, when is it? And he was like, it's tonight. I was like, what? I was about to get in my car and drive to Norfolk.
Right.
For my friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Just going to a big country house out there. And I was already umming and ahhing about it because I had two invites for the premiere of the Amy Winehouse film on the Saturday, which is something I was involved in. I did some research for it with the director, Asif Kapadia. So I was really looking forward to going down there as a VIP.
Yeah.
And then my brethren's like, I'm going to have this party. And it's her birthday. Yeah. You know, you kind of got to go. So I made the decision. I blocked it out of my mind. And then the Nas thing happened. And I said to my missus, look, I'm thinking of allowing this. She's like, you can't. It's your friend's birthday, man. You got to go. Don't be a dick. So I did the right thing. I went to the party. And you know what? It was a wicked weekend. It was beautiful. We went out to the beach on the Norfolk Broads.
Nice.
It was beautifully sunny. We had a great time. A few drinks, barbecue, that kind of thing. It was lovely. And I saw a lot of old friends. But I'm going to tell you this now. Anyhow that Cherry Wine, that tune with Nas and Amy Winehouse, came on the system at any point, I might have lost my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it did make me think, like, what are the times in your life where you've chosen to do one thing because it's the right thing, but you almost resent being there
because
there's some cool shit going on wherever you left from, or something that you're missing that you should have been at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've had countless experiences with that. But we should get some of the listeners to tell us their experiences.
100%.
Please. Before that, we should play a tune.
Yeah, let's get into some music.
We've been rambling on, which is nice.
We got to catch up, you know. Mm. And I'm very aware that we haven't got the wonderful DJ Sarah Love and the that other guy, you know. So we need to. I feel like we need to fill that.
We do indeed.
That personality vacuum.
We've got a cover for two people, so it's got to sound like there's four people talking in there. I might change my voice sometimes.
But you know, we got nothing but good music on the show as well, so let's get into this first bit.
Hold it now.
Public Enemy. Like, Chuck D is one that will always divide opinion, I think. Largely generationally. Mm. Do you mean? I don't think you'll get anybody our age and above who will say anything negative about Chuck D. Obviously, he's not like skills-wise or whatever. Mm. Like, he's not the you know, he's not sick like that.
Yeah, but it's the way he delivers the message.
And
the impact he had. Of course, yeah.
Whereas if you played it to some kids now, it's like... I had an argument with some kids on my estate when Life Is Good came out, the Nas album.
Right.
Because you know how you argue about rappers all the time. And I brought up Nas. And one of the kids goes, trust some old guy to bring up Nas. And I was like, whoa, 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 what are you talking about? He's like, it's always an old guy who brings up Nas. He's irrelevant. I was like, how is he irrelevant? Have you heard Life is Good? And they were like, yeah, it's long. I was like, how is it long? And they said, Nas is long. Like, we should just get to the point. What's he chatting about? I was like, you got to have more patience. But it just made me think in terms of the relevance to today's topic, like the best insult. I do have to say, I love it when actual individuals are described as long. But it's just, he's just a long, he's a long guy.
His whole existence is
tiresome.
He's
just a long guy. Yeah. You know, and we've all got friends like that who are just long. They're never going to make it to your yard on time. They're never going to see through anything that you decide to do together. Yeah. They're long guys, you know. So what we want here today at FUBAR Radio, more than anything else right now, is just know your favorite insults. Or like some of the worst, some of the weakest insults you've ever been called or you've ever given out. And even some of the incidents around them. Because a lot of the time how the insult came about is funnier than the insult itself.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? What are some of your other favorites?
Ooh, Wankstain.
Wankstain is
it's
strong.
Always been a good
strong.
One. You literally
strong.
All right, so this is actually quite funny. So I put out my first and only album actually on a record label. I won't say what it was because I don't want to name too many names. But the only person I won't name is who the insult was directed at.
Mm.
But Brandon Flowers from The Killers. Mm. Actually emailed this guy and called him a forgettable wank.
Oh, that's so dismissive.
Because every
wank is filled with shame. You know, it's a little bit like Ian McDonald's. The second after it's done, you're like, actually, I don't know how much I've gained here. But to have a forgettable one.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely
because
brilliant.
Because I can't say... At my age, in my mid-30s, I can't say that there's one classic that I'm looking back on now, 2015, thinking, but that evening when I got blown out by that chick, it was a summer's night, 2003.
Went home, realised my parents were out.
I had one of those victory wanks, loud, door to doors open. No, I've not had that. So all wanks are imminently forgettable.
Yeah, but to actually call someone, specifically, you are 100% expendable.
Wait, I've never been a huge Killers fan, but I'm going to start listening to the whole back catalogue. I've got to give a massive shout out to Brandon Flowers for that. I have one suggestion. This must be a northerner for Wazzuk, which is...
What's a Wazzuk?
Well, that's something we don't say in London.
Yeah, can you explain...
North, no explanation.
No translation.
But
nothing.
I imagine like it must be maybe along the border, the lines of a wanker. There's plenty of northerners who've emigrated to London. So if you're a northerner and you know about Wazzucks,
yeah, let us know.
Let me know. I also like uphill gardener, which is another way of saying homosexual. Not that we have anything to do with degrading people who are gay.
Oh,
whatsoever,
we've got a Wikipedia translation.
But I quite
of
like. Oh, here we go.
The verb to waz in Northern English and in Northern English to urinate. Okay, cool. So in both West Yorkshire and East Lancashire, offal was very popular. And when produced en masse, the offal was cooked in linens resembling large pillows and were referred to as socks. These prevented the offal from burning and being ruined when coming in direct contact with the base or sides of its cooking vessel. Unsurprisingly, these linens absorbed the odour of the offal, which is similar to urine, and were discarded. They were colloquially referred to as waz socks. Right.
That's
the derogatory sense of a wazzuk to this day refers to someone discarded of having any point purpose. A bit like a forgettable wank.
Wazzuk. Yeah. That's really good and fascinating. Mm. I love the etymology of these terms. Like I remember the first time it was explained to me what blood clot meant, or like pussy clot. I'd never really realised that the clot was
exactly.
The clot is just the way the like a Jamaican person would say clot.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So you're saying like a used sanitary towel.
That is grim.
That's a slap in anybody's face.
Yeah,
you know,
especially if with one, then
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I remember I got my start in comedy because this dude from Radio 1 started writing a comedy show for the BBC that was going to have an all-black cast. He was like a white middle-class dude. And being the only black person he knew, he called me and asked me if I'd have a little look through.
Amazing. You should have just filled it with these.
And he said, like, I'll get the BBC to pay you as like a script consultant.
Right.
I was like, blessed. All right, cool. And I read through it, and I was like, what time is this show going to be on? He was like, 6:30. on Radio 4.
So that's in 6:30
like,
p.m.
Yeah, I was like, you got like blood clot in here, like, and he was like, yeah, that's like a Jamaican exclamation, isn't it? Like,
damn.
Oh man.
Oh, fiddlesticks. I was like, oh, blood clot.
Nah, man. When I broke down like the etymology of that, he was white as a sheet.
Yeah.
He was already quite white. You know what I mean? He turned whiter than that. So, yeah, get your suggestions in for your favourite or your worst insults at FUBAR Radio on Twitter.
I've got, before we go into the next song, I've got a friend who told me a very funny story about when, he's a Scouse guy as well, lovely guy called Ian. He told me a story when he was 17, I think, he joined the army. And, you know, he's always been quite a, you know, heavy set fella. You know, he's Tonka. You know, that's a good slang word. Tonka. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
And so you say he's joined the army and they kept calling him Diesel.
Right.
And he's thought, oh, you know, the connotations are probably something to do with power, you know, fuel. Mm. And or maybe looking like Vin Diesel. Maybe I look like Vin Diesel.
I don't
even know if Vin Diesel was around there. I can't remember. But apparently they called him Diesel because he was Scouse, they just thought, oh, you know, the stereotype is he was a thief. So what they meant was Diesel do. And they were just sort of talking about him just taking anything off a shelf and just going, Diesel do.
That is brilliant.
Being the kleptomaniac that they thought he was. Yeah.
A comedian friend of mine called Mickey Hutton, he went to school with Ross Noble, both Geordie comics. And he was telling me, like, there was a kid in their class called Wahid.
Right.
Wahid, that they used to call Nuclear. I was like, I don't get it. And it's because they're Geordies, right? So they call him Nuclear Wahid. Which I loved that so much. They call him Nuclear. That was a nickname through the whole secondary school.
And Nuclear Wahid.
Wahid.
That's brilliant.
You've got to love Northerners. Shout out the Geordie Massive.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah.
Should we...
Let's get into another banger. And listen, keep your suggestions for your favourite insults or your worst insults coming. The more parochial, the better. Like, if you got some northern ones that I've never heard of before, if you're from another country and you got some shit that, you know, it just hasn't even reached these shores, let's start something new here.
But please let us know translations if you're giving us some, like, sort of less than mainstream insults.
Yeah.
Let us know. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio and or email, if you're old school, Tuesday Drive at FUBARradio.com. This is the Drive Time Show after all. Yeah, that was Gold Teeth by Dan Lesac versus Scroobius Pip. I've always wondered, like, the whole Versus thing, it always makes me think that they're just warring in the studio, that they don't really like each other. You see that lot in Dance, and Scroob is a good mate of mine and that, but yeah, since they came onto my radar, I've always wondered, you know, does the Versus mean that you fucking hate each other, really? And that you're just kind of holding it together for the kids?
It's possible. It's possible. Now, just before that song played, I called all the listeners Chichi Patos, and I want to take that back because I just remembered what it meant when I said it. I was in Colombia a couple months ago, and it was an insult that I was told I needed to be armed with when I was over there.
Right.
It's essentially it means literally the Spanish of it means pissing duck.
Right.
Yeah, like a duck flying over you and pissing on your head. So it's grown to become this thing of, like, describing someone who's just of a very low class of character.
Basic bitch.
Yeah. But you can also, it's more commonly used to describe products that are really disappointing.
All right.
Like, so some cheap shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially fake shit.
Right. Because,
like, I struggled, like, I've always had my Columbia top since the last World Cup. I love that top. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to get the new one when I was out there, and I thought, oh, Columbia, that's the place to get it.
Yeah.
Bruh, it's so hard to get official sportswear in Columbia. Like, you can see the fake shit everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense, doesn't it? It
my
makes
brother sense. Could speak Spanish the whole time. He I'd see him asking, like, where can we get the real shit?
Yeah.
And he'd always say, no chichipato, no chichipato. And the guys would be like, I don't know, can I help you?
Fair play. So you've literally just unwittingly called our listeners counterfeit goods.
Yeah, I really take that back.
You are the real deal, FUBAR listeners.
I'm really sorry.
But only if you get in touch.
These listeners have got in touch. Thanks to D from Finsbury for a quite disgusting favourite insult of hers is cock wound.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that relates to where the cock's going or something that's happened on the cock. Either way, it sounds very derogatory
and painful
to the recipient and painful. It's one that's made me cross my legs whilst reading.
I remember this one.
That is a classic.
I do remember that
but
one.
Again, this is how I feel about it. It's like the Uphill Gardener thing. Like, it's kind of funny. And like in the 90s and that, when we was at school, Gaylord was a classic as well. But now, like, I've grown up, I've got like all my gay friends and shit.
You can't
I feel like
it.
A prick because if they had like here's a funny little thing about a black person, I'd be like, "Rah, bruv, that's off key." So I don't even know how I
feel
about
Gaylord.
Unless
it really is a funny thing about a black person.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Because I'm a black person, and some things about black people are very funny.
Yeah, I mean, I was up north the other day, and this guy told me a joke, and by all counts, I thought it was going to be racist. He said like every part of it sounded like it was going to be racist all the way. He said like this white guy goes into work, and he says to the black guy he works with, he goes, "Is it true that you lot have big dicks?" And the black guy is like, "Yeah." And he goes, how can I get there, man? I need to get there." And the black guy says, "What you want to do? Go home, tie like a huge 50-kilogram weight to the end of your cock and just stand there all night. All right? Come see me tomorrow. We'll see how you got on." So the white guy comes in the next day. Black guy says, "Did you do it?" He goes, "Yeah." "Yeah, so what happened?" He goes, "Well," he goes, "I didn't get any bigger, but it did turn black." I was like eyeing this white guy up the whole way through the joke, like,
clenching your fist gradually, isn't it?
Anyhow, this is going where I think it's going, and he took it somewhere else.
That's brilliant.
Like, actually, it's brilliant.
That's
it's not racist
funny.
In the slightest. So big up my Mancunian crew. What have we got here? Oh, you've done that one. Oh, Will from Bexley East just says mutant.
Wow.
Mutant. I don't think I've heard that one.
Neither have I.
That maybe that's the kids these days. I don't know if they're getting a bit more creative with their shit. But mutant. Yeah, I mean,
seems a bit too, it's a bit too scientific.
Yeah, it's
like
a bit too clever somehow, even though it's one word.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm not really feeling mutant.
Not going for that, Will.
No, sorry, Will. Sorry, Will from Bexley.
Yeah, maybe you've been called a mutant in the past, and you've got no other details
maybe
there.
You are actually a mutant, Will from Bexley. Maybe you're Cyclops.
Who knows? Keep them coming, because we love to hear them, and we'd love to call you them, and we'd love you to call us them.
Yeah.
We're thick-skinned here.
But again, please include the translations if you think that it's not something we'll readily know.
Especially if it's foreign or northern, which is also foreign to me.
And remember the tweets, you little non-chichipatos, are it's fubar at radio... it's at fubar radio.
Yeah,
and the email is tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com.
So listen, here's the thing, right? I was talking to a friend of both of ours. The other day, just before he went on his little American expedition, where he's
the
at
sea
now,
dog.
Corin, the last skeptic, as he's better known in the world of music and fun things, and we were discussing Drake's new album, which we're both big fans of. On a tangent from this, actually, why do people always compare Drake's albums with Kendrick's? They're completely.
I have no idea,
it's like comparing Biggie and Tupac. They're just both dead.
Yeah, right? It's like they just came through.
Just because they're both big at the same time.
Yeah, they came through like Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole. They're all sort of, you know, alumni of like the alumni of a certain era,
right,
when they were like, you know,
they
the
get
freshmen.
Directly.
I think they were all in the same sort of freshman era, you know. So I think that's basically what
it's
is. They're
funny
they're
to
polar
me.
Opposites.
Yeah, it's funny
really.
To me that people say, Drake's not as lyrical as Kendrick. Drake doesn't. I'm like, when I listen to Drake, I'm not listening to that. I'm not on that Kendrick vibe.
That's
when I'm
it.
Listening to Kendrick,
exactly.
I'm not on that Drake
it's,
vibe.
You're right.
I'm,
it's like Biggie and Tupac. You listen to Tupac for social commentary.
Yeah.
You listen to him for, you know, just his great poetry. His personality. You listen to Biggie for his personality, his entertainness, the ratchetness that he used to. Do you know what I mean? They lived very different lifestyles. They had very different messages.
I've got a sick North Face with a furry hood, and I've got some sick duffer shorts that are really thin, and you can swim in them. I'm gonna wear my North Face on a cold day and call me a maverick. I'm gonna wear my shorts on the hot day.
On a hot day, indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we're talking to Corin about the new album, and he was like, "Oh, well, I love that tune, Running Through the Six with my wolves." And he was
"You
like,
know how that shit go.
You know how that shit go." And he was like, "What I love about it, I just love that image of him like running through his old area with all the sadness from his life, all his emotions,
Shakespearean sadness,
with my woes.
Woe is me."
And to be fair, that's a very innocent, easy mistake to make.
100%.
Because you know, Drake's always going on about his woes.
Yeah, and then his whole message is about woes.
And all the women he could have saved but didn't, and the ones that he did. And, you know, the woman who dived off the cliff that he caught on the beach and all that stuff. And I respect that. But you can hear it, actually. So I think it's maybe confused some people when it first came out. Let's hear it now.
Running through the six with my walls.
And he was counting money at the same time. I was like, Corin, was he running around counting money and crying? Like,
he's wiping his tears with these dollar bills.
I'm not happy about it. And I was confused by it when I first heard it, so I looked it up, and it turns out the WOES is like an acronym.
It is, right? Yeah, working on excellence.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a thing that he picked up from Lil Wayne, his kind of mentor, because in New Orleans they use that for their homies. They go to their WODies. You know, and then all the woes for short, and it's become this acronym. So he's just running through the hood with his people, and I just loved that image of him actually maybe running through the hood crying and counting money, and it made me think about all the lyrics that I've got wrong. Like when I was a kid, I used to always think Jimi Hendrix said, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." You know, I was like, "That's not. It makes sense. He looks gay.
Yeah,
you know,
he's very camp, very
flamboyant.
Yeah,
he's got his shirt open all the way down to the belly button.
He died drinking red wine.
I see. Yeah,
most he died drinking red wine.
You know, he died
well,
like
most
a,
women. That,
he died like a Guardian reader. You know, and I looked at his band and I thought, yeah, maybe he wanted to kiss one of the guys.
Yeah,
fair enough to him. And then when I found out what it was, I was crestfallen. And last week I was actually talking about a friend of mine who texted me really angry about. A song that he'd heard me on, and he said, "Why is there anti-Semitism on this song and you're on it? I'm not happy about it." And I was like, "Fuck, Jesus, did that happen? Maybe." You know, sometimes people lay their verses after
I've
you.
I've got the same
like,
damn
I don't
problem.
Know. So I was like, "Please, please, please send me the details." And then he texts back and he quoted it and he said, "This guy, verse 2, he says, I don't see why I need Jews on my list to prove who's the livest." And he said, it's a song called... This Is Who We Be, featuring Young Gun and Devise. And Devise is the rapper that says it. And I was like, okay. First off, he says, I don't need jewels on my wrist to prove who's the livest. He's saying he doesn't need to floss.
Yeah.
And he's Jewish. And the guy was like, okay, I'm just going to go home now.
Amazing.
But yeah, it made me think, like, I know people have got some
it's
shit.
It's actually crazy. On the same sort of tangent, as a, in the same vein as your friend thinking that you would actually have anti-Semitic lyrics on a song, I've got a song called Dirty Rider.
And, it's a great tune. Yeah.
So the, thank you. one of the lines goes, I won't, it's actually, the hook's inspired by Ambition. As a Rider by Tupac, and the hook goes, lyrically goes, I won't deny it, I'm a nutty rider, because when I ride my bike I like to be a bit crazy,
and weaving in and out,
yeah, and it's on YouTube, and people actually think as a black guy that I'm saying I won't deny it, I'm a Nazi rider. They genuinely think that, and there's comments going, I've disliked this because this guy, and I'm like, really?
He's a Illuminati. The thing is that people who listen to rap, like, we've got a whole range of people that listen to rap, but there is a strong contingent who constantly think that everything's a conspiracy.
I
remember like my F64 that I did, Jamal showed me this comment that someone had put, like, basically, yeah, this moment 2 minutes in proves that Jamal's in the Illuminati.
Random
he does
triangle.
This little wink and he does a little signal to Doc. And that this is how they roll in high society, blah, blah,
Jesus
blah. And Doc's
Christ.
Got a lyric about high society on it. I was like,
that
you
strain of weed, that particular
weed,
strain of weed that you're weed, smoking, stop. Stop smoking
down.
That.
Please, there's so many different kinds of weed, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to promote drugs, but I do know for a fact there's so many different kinds
there's
that
good
can
types,
suit different
man.
People.
Yeah.
You know,
stop sitting in your house watching YouTube, watching,
please.
Listening to Necro,
please.
and reading fucking Zeitgeist and watching Zeitgeist and
do that.
George, just forget it, mate. Like, even if there was this massive cut, you would not, as this weird guy that sits in front of his computer. Yeah.
I love about those guys though. They're searching for the truth. They found it. Yeah, through these means. They don't read books, but they found some links. Yeah,
and they run with it.
What are they going to do with it? Where are they going with it?
That's the thing.
Guys!
To them, they're just spreading
just run
the
out
word.
To the street.
They're just spreading
guys!
The word.
Guys, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. JFK was killed by aliens.
It's silly.
Where are you going with this information? Mm. You know, it's sad because they could spend so much time learning about some real shit that actually affects them.
Yeah, exactly.
That actually affects us. But there we go. You know, they're the type of people who get song lyrics wrong all the flipping time. So I threw it out there and I asked a few people. And one of my all-time favorites, and I had a long list, I wish I brought him in today, but my favorite was from a girl who said she used to always think that the Bob Marley classic Is This Love. Have you got over there? Can you play it? I'll play it first and then tell you what she thought.
I would have offered to sing it. I do love it. I'm partial to singing a bit of Bob.
We'll be together with the room.
She genuinely thought it was, we'll be together with a roof rack over our heads.
It sounds great, though. It sounds like an advert for Halfords. Halfords should capitalise on that.
Incredible. They should. They should speak to the estate.
Yeah, Lidl did with One Direction's all these little things. I reckon it's worth speaking
to the Marley estate, Halfords. Because if there's a Bob Marley energy drink, do you know what I'm saying? I reckon they're willing to hear some other promotional tie-ins.
License his song to Halfords. We'll be together with a roof rack over our heads. It's got a ring to it. Halfords, if anyone's listening, get in touch with the Marley estate.
That's your chance. It's your chance. You know what I love most about that? The fact that she thought that for so many years is that she genuinely didn't question. She just assumed that the most important element of a relationship to someone as deep and profound as Bob Marley was ample storage. Ample storage on a family journey. Honestly. That's what he's really looking for. I think maybe she was thinking, you know, like that process, you know, you meet as young people, you fall in love, you have kids, and then somewhere down the line, you go on a holiday to Cornwall.
You look at rasters and, you know, reggae artists as these bohemian people that, you know, wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. You know what I mean? You're going to need a roof rack if that's your lifestyle, right? You're going to need to pack your bongo drums and that on the top and all, you know what I mean? All your other really
There's so much shit you're going to need.
All the time. So you're going to need a roof rack. You're going to need a lot of hair oil.
You know, there's various sort of ripped vests that you're going to need. You need a whole stack of those shits. Enough of them, bruv.
Yes. Sugar cane. All that.
You know what I mean? And you can't get all of that in the boot of the average Rasta car.
Yeah, you're probably going to be driving like a Section 2 CV.
There you go.
Or something. You know what I mean? Something quite old school. So you're going to need a roof rack over your head.
For real. And to be fair, like, I know that sounds like a generalization, but I am half Jamaican. I spent a lot of time on the island and I don't see any big cars over there.
Nah. So what do they need them for?
Roof storage would become an issue were you to start a family and go on long car journeys.
From what I've seen, like, you know, in sort of very basic island transportation, it's just people that go on the roof rack anyway.
That's very true. That is very, very true.
So maybe that's where they put the kids.
Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, the product
of
their relationship.
It's a two-seater.
Yeah.
Because he says single bed, so we know what he's dealing with financially.
It's very economical. Very economical relationship.
Strap him to the top.
Yep. No baby seats.
You're not going to be able to get roller skates and a rope. That's the stuff of a man's dreams.
That's borderline childhood cruelty as well.
There you go. Strap him to the roof.
Strap him to the roof.
It's good weather in Jamaica. They'll be blessed. They'll be getting all the breeze.
What's the next one? We've got a
Timberlake.
Good one.
Tell us about this Timberlake.
What song's this again, Nat? Oh, we're gonna let's try and find. We're gonna find out, but we're gonna play the clip first.
Yeah, this is Justin Timberlake.
Did anyone hear it? Can we play again, Nat, please? Listen,
I'm gone.
To the end, right?
Fight the power, maybe. It was easy. I think it's
Mirrors by Justin Timberlake.
I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back to you once I'd fingered an owl. What? I mean, that's what I heard. What? It was easy coming back to you once I fingered an owl.
That's brilliant.
And I mean, what relationship isn't improved by just taking a little break? Do you know what I mean?
Indulging in some bestiality.
I'll go mine.
Yeah.
interfere with a nocturnal bird.
Molest.
Come back. Do you know what I mean? You start afresh. That is incredible.
Brilliant.
That really is fantastic. Timberlake, finger the now. Justin Timberlake said, I can legally say Justin Timberlake fingered an owl. But based on the information that I've been given from the man himself, I can legally say that. I'm sticking to it. Please, listeners, you beautiful people, if you've got some suggestions for lyrics that you've got wrong, preferably throughout your life that you've only just realised recently. You know, I mean, I only just learned that you say sachet instead of sachet. Do you know what I mean? So we've all had our problems.
We have indeed.
Give us a shout. Indeed. And let us know, because these kill me. They really slay me.
we've actually got a couple more. We've got one from Beyonce, which Nat's going to play, you know.
Oh, great.
I've been drinking.
I'm a dragon.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Man was watching like the Drunken Love video. I'm telling you, like, she's one of these lizards.
She's a reptilian.
Yeah, she's one of these reptilians, bruv. She's like, if you trace her lineage, it's like it's all linked back to like the Bush family and like fucking, hey, bruv.
What you wanna hit that for?
Hey, hit this, bruv. Hey, this is the this that piff, bruv. Hey, she's a dragon. She said it herself, fam.
That was very to the point, Beyonce, so thanks for that.
What else we got?
We've got one by David. How do you pronounce that? Do you say Guetta or Guetta?
Guetta.
I say Guetta as well.
I say Guetta.
Usually I just say prick. David Guetta. We've got one from David Guetta here. You shot it home. Well, that was actually Sia, who I'm a huge fan of, telling you how she got rid of her. Well, she shat it out, apparently. No, she's accusing you, actually. Yeah, could you play again, please, Nat?
You shot it home. Oh, no. But I see what's happening here. She's basically, it's one of them subliminal disses. You know, like every now and again, you get like beef tracks where the beef happens within the studio,
yeah,
and then the dude puts down the lyric and disses someone else that's actually on the same track.
Mm.
She's got in there as a talented artist, realized she's contractually, she's got to do this shit.
Yeah, and she's like, where did this beat come from?
She hates the way. There you go. She hates the way he's just shitting out all this bullshit all the time.
It makes perfect sense, yeah.
So she just thought, you know what, let me sneak in a little side shot.
Big up Sia for her subliminals.
I love them subliminal disses.
Honestly. And the last one we've got, and keep them coming in, by the way, just as an aside, tweet us at FUBARradio, @FUBARradio, or email us TuesdayDrive@FUBARradio.com. This last one is from Daft Punk. We're up a Mexican.
You know, this is the thing. This is why I never trusted Daft Punk, yeah? Like, you know there's some racist muggers. You know that. Because who else would never show their faces?
For
high
real,
behind
rolling
a mask
around in what looks
time.
Like pretty much like motorcycle helmets.
You know what I mean?
I grew up near Islington. I know what it means when people come rolling into a building in motorcycle helmets.
Drive by. And then to add just a specific race to their crime.
Yeah.
I'm done with these guys. I'm done with them. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I don't even want to think about the connotations of bigger, better, faster, stronger now, you know? Fuck those
guys. Do you
know
what? On the flip side, I remember the first time I heard, I can't remember the artist. I feel quite ashamed. Play that funky music, white boy.
Who was it?
Wild Cherry.
I could not believe that they were actually saying that. I couldn't believe it.
Did you think it was something else, or you heard it clearly first time?
Yeah, I heard it clearly, and I thought, they can't be saying play that funky music, white boy. I don't know why. I just never thought it could actually be that until I got older and I realised that's actually what they were saying.
Yeah.
I just thought the reverse. Imagine if it was just, play that funky music, black boy.
That would be creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. Play that funky music, boy.
Let us know what you're, and please don't include Informer by Snow, because no one knows what he really says.
No one knows that. I just thought of one from my childhood, actually. My parents listened to a lot of Motown, and me and my sister used to crack up when my mum played this Diana Ross song. Do you know that one? Little girl, please don't wait for me, wait patiently for love. There's a lyric where she goes, he could see I had no ass, so he left me. We gotta find that, because tell me, she's supposed to be saying eyes, but it don't sound like eyes. It sounds like she had nothing in the trunk and he was a very shallow man.
I had no ass.
That's so brilliant. He left me once again alone.
All right, listen, we got another song to play, and then we're going to come back the other side. We got a very special guest hitting the studio real soon that I'm very, very excited about. So in the meantime, what's the song? I mean, appreciate the song by all means, but send us your favorite mistakes, malapropisms that you've made about lyrics or that other people have made. Please, they've been very entertaining to me today, and they're going to keep entertaining me afterwards. And also, if you want me to rap about anything today, it's up to you. I'm not just going to decide on the topic. You got to decide on it. So if you want that today, hashtag rap about anything, hit me up on my Twitter at DocBrown88 or at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, or email us, whatever your subject matter is. If I can't get it today, you know the coup. I'll do it next week. It's all blessed. All right, let's get into this track.
Hello, children.
In tune to the Drive Time Show, Sarah, Hugh and Doc 2. Sarah and Hugh are missing again this week. It's your boy Doc Brown holding it down with my boy Michael Payne co-hosting.
In the house.
Yeah, man. Oh, listen, we've been having an absolute ball in here today. Crack it up about these mistaken song lyrics. If you got any more, please send them in at FUBAR Radio on the Twitter or at FUBARradio.com on the email. Mm. Now, Michael, listen, someone very serious has just walked into the studio.
Indeed.
And I'm excited about it.
Indeed. We have none other than Manga from the legendary Roll Deep crew in the house right now.
He said serious, you know?
Yeah. An artist in his own right. Do not get me wrong.
I was a little nervous. I wanted you to do the intro, you know, because I was thinking, like, as soon as I heard was when you text me Manga, I was thinking, oh, Manga from Roll Deep. Mm. Then I thought about it. Manga from Roll Deep. Is everybody would, that's the first thing that people might think. But then I was reading a little about you and, you know, there's been a whole name change,
and that
seems like a conscious decision.
Couple things
to move forward. With no disrespect.
No, it's still Manga from Roll Deep. But yeah, definitely that.
Tell us about that, Manga Saint Hilaire.
Oh, the name change is just to signify like new music, new starts, and you know, just so people just don't think I'm from Roll Deep. Like my music's changed a lot,
of course.
So I thought, let me change it. It wasn't really a name change, just like an addition.
Sure.
Just, you know, take Roll Deep out of the. All my usernames, but because everyone was just following me for that.
Right,
I'll get so many people, oh, when you doing the next song with Scratchy? I'm like, all right, let's relax, man. I've got other stuff to do as well. Like, I've done like 10 years of that, you know what I'm saying? And, it's not like they're not my brothers and we don't still make music, and like, it just, you know, I wanted a little change.
Of course.
You know what fascinated me about, I think I must have read it in an interview or something, but what really like struck a chord with me was when you were saying part of your new beginning here.
Yeah.
Is tied into the fact that you're not just that spitter anymore. You're not just like, oh, like I'm rapping about how good I am at rapping.
Rapping is so boring, man.
And like that is the shit that puts me to sleep personally.
Yeah, it's dead. Like,
it really struck a chord with me because that idea that's something you do when you're coming out. You know, you got to let people know who you are. Fair enough, but you're not a kid anymore.
It's been a long time.
And we want to hear about you. We want to hear where you're coming from, where you're going. You know, and
exactly.
There's so much happening in life anyway. I think about the conversations I have with my brethren every day. There's so many fascinating topics. And then you turn on a rap record or a grime record and you don't hear any of these topics.
People just
addressed.
Talking. And the worst thing, most of these grime MCs that I know have got sick stories. Like, like Wiley's got, like, well, it should be a movie, but everyone's got so many sick stories and they don't really tell them. And then when they do, they tend to go over that like, to like, hip hop or. Or they just don't say it. Do you know what I mean? Because grime is like energy, instant impact, rare. And
of
I just realised I can't really write them songs. Like I was never. Yeah. I don't think I was ever good at it. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't think I don't think I was ever meant to be me. I don't think I can ever do like them one line flows. And
I personally think you were itching to just be a lot more creative.
Yeah,
than that.
Trying to.
There were, you know, in I remember in, you know, because I grew up, you know, listening to, you know, I'll unashamedly admit, I grew up listening to Roll Deep, listening to.
Yeah, I did that.
For real. And then to be a part of the crew must have been, you know,
bonkers.
Yeah, exactly. But. Then there was like, you know, there was cats like you and there were cats like, you know, like Sharky Major.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sick.
Too lyrical for grime almost, you know?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, the people that have become superstars from grime, you know, the Dizzy Rascals and now, you know, Novelist is coming through and that. They've got stories to tell, do not get me wrong. They don't dress it up in this super lyrical manner. They get straight to the point and tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is a different, you're absolutely right. You fit into a different category of people who just have almost too much to say.
And I think people should, there should be room for everything. Like, yeah, there's not one style of hip hop, you know. 100%. That's why I don't, that's why I'm not saying, oh, I'm not Graham anymore. Like, you know, people say that. No, yeah, man, I am. Like when Rich was on Graham, you could tell he wasn't, not saying he wasn't good, but it was no space for it. Of course. Do you know what I mean? Like, then course, he like slowed it down, or the beat slowed down a bit, and you could see how good he was.
More so understandable, it's true.
There's no point me staying over there with like one word flows and sound effects and all that, and I'm just saying of loads of stuff, and everyone thinks I'm rubbish, but really I'm just in the wrong place, wrong audience.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So are you working with completely different producers as well? Are you looking for a new sound as well as from a lyrical perspective?
I'm like, man, I don't know. I've just if you listen to all my mixtapes, I just keep working with whoever, really. He's not a particular person. Like, on my new EP I got coming up, I'm working with like Nana Rogues, Hoochie, and someone else, Mr. Mitch. Okay. I think it's only five tracks.
Oh, Hoochie's brilliant. So is Nana Rogues, actually. Yeah. Hoochie, yeah, those two are amazing.
But I'm working with them for a little while. It's not like, when I was doing the road deep work, there weren't really one or two producers, but from like Wiley, Danny, and Target, and Scratchy. But it was always working with everyone, really. Sure, do you know what I mean? But Just new sounds that I'm more comfortable with myself. Yeah, like if I want to try and sing a little vibe, I'll sing.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, and then no one can laugh at me anymore. I got my own studio, so I got to do it in a night time when no one can see me.
And what's the name of this upcoming EP?
The Reluctant Adventurer.
The Reluctant Adventurer, I like that.
And it's just, it's literally about what we're talking about, you know, having to move away from somewhere.
Sick.
You don't want to move away from, like, you got a lot of love for what you have to progress.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's
and I like, yeah, about. I like that sort of almost oxymoron, because an adventure is something that sounds quite tempting to go on.
Exactly.
But then using Reluctant before that, it really does give it an oxymoronic sort
bear
of vibe.
Smart,
you know?
I'm on bear smart.
Right, so we should get into we got some songs from the EP with us, right?
Nah, no one's got songs from the EP.
Oh, for real?
Nah. Oh, we just got just songs.
So I've been putting that music for like year and a half, like similar vibes, but the actual EP, no one's got songs from it yet.
I know, but I'm saying, have you brought us a little exclusive?
No.
Not even. All right, blessed. Okay, as long as we got that straightened up.
Nah, just saying that.
Sick. All right. Well, cool. Let's get in some classic manga then.
All right. Cool. Yeah, that's a good spin, you know.
Yo, it's Jay. I'm downstairs. I bought some weed and some drink.
Yes. Yes. Fubar. Right now it's Michael Payne on the microphone, just sitting in there with Doc Brown, filling in for Sarah and Hugh, who have mysteriously disappeared. Hugh's tweeted in, actually.
He's alive.
And he's been telling us about his nephew once asking why Kings of Leon sang about socks being on fire. he was 10 and very embarrassed. How old's he now, Hugh? Tweet in from wherever you are.
So many of Hugh's embarrassing stories involve a nephew, an aunt, a friend.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well.
I add inverted commas to every story about everybody else doing embarrassing shit.
Yeah, that's it. I look at you very differently now, Hugh, actually. You're a dodgy guy, mate. We'll talk about that. Manga, have you ever... or known anyone, if it's too embarrassed to say, you did it literally, just say, yeah, my best friend one time. Have you ever mistaken any lyrics for just something completely, just something completely wrong? Thought someone was saying something they actually weren't saying?
Yeah, there's a few. I remember, not lyric, but I used to say the word genre, ginry.
Oh, ginry.
I never used to understand.
Yeah,
but,
when you've never heard it said and you've never seen
it.
You
read it, so I said like, oh man, what's the ginry of the thing? Like, ginry, what's the ginry, bro? You know, like, where is it from? Like, there was a Dirty Dogs lyrics that you say, oh, you think so you're bad because you're hench and tall.
Yeah.
And I thought you said your head chin tall. What's your head chin? I thought that was your face. Freaking right, your head chin tall. Yeah.
You look like you're from Easter Island.
Yeah. Well, your head chin tall. I said, oh, your head chin. Oh, yeah, obviously.
Brilliant.
I got
brilliant.
A clue what he was
it's,
on about.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lot easier when it comes to, you know, like colloquialisms or like a vernacular that's that, you know, that you're not used to in England. If it's like, you know, patois maybe, or yeah, just almost like another language infiltrating the vocab, it's very easy to kind of get the words wrong. Like I said, I mentioned Snow earlier on. No one knew what the hell Snow was saying on Informer. It was Informer, you know, Ali, give boom boom down. So yeah, that was always
say, though,
no one actually knows.
He doesn't know.
I'd love to actually. Yeah, can we get a clip of Snow? Yeah, Informer by Snow in a bit.
See if we can slow it down. Work out what the hell he says.
That would be brilliant. And because I just don't trust any of those lyric websites.
We'd be solving one of the great mysteries
of music.
Yeah, of modern times.
100%. 100%. It's up there with, like, you know, all the great mysteries of entertainment.
What about lifestyle as well? The Young Thug tune.
Yeah.
I know what he says, though.
Do you? Could you disclose?
How's the song go? Living life like a beginner, and this is only the beginning.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
Everyone can sleep easy tonight.
have we got the snow clip?
We got Diana Ross.
Yeah, yes, of course.
I was reminiscing about my childhood listening to the Diana Ross song. I don't even know what it's called. Was it good? Wait patiently. I don't know.
I ain't got no ass.
But yeah, play that lyric because it always made me and my sister love.
He could see I had no ass.
So he left me.
I've seen a couple get like that.
It's just the way it lets it linger.
See, I had no ass.
That's brilliant.
Pause. So he left me.
I love that shit.
It's the accent barrier, isn't it?
Because
we go arse and they go, yeah, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. We're gonna talk about insults again, aren't we?
Basic bitch was meant to be the operative phrase. So much has happened since Basic Bitch.
Yeah,
on this show, I almost forgot. Favorite insults.
Did you hear about that manga?
No, what was that?
Kate Moss
being thrown off an EasyJet flight. Having called a female pilot a basic bitch.
It's just funny.
That's nice.
Do you not think she's been rolling around with like Jordan Dunn and Naomi Campbell for too long?
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon that they've infiltrated her.
That's so sick.
She went ghetto on them. A basic bitch.
That's when it's time to stop using it, when it starts getting to them.
Yeah, when it gets that big,
that's what I'm thinking.
We got to start again.
It's,
we got to recreate.
It's like on fleek. I think apparently wasn't it the Daily Mail that found the girl that. The term that sort of coined the term on fleek.
For real.
Now it's just finished. Not a buzzword anymore.
I remember the first time I heard someone call someone moist. I was upset for them. I was doing youth work and they said, man, that youth's moist. I said, what? So what, you're looking to fight now or something? He goes, no, what do you mean? You can't. I knew that was the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Moist, you know? Like a
wet,
flannel.
Damp. Just,
strong.
The smell you associate with it as well. Yeah. You know when clothes are dry properly?
Yeah,
that smell, I can't. Nah.
I tell you when you feel old is when a slang term that you thought you knew has the meaning switched.
Oh my God, like, that pisses me off.
Because when I was
off.
A kid, swag was the complete
Thank
opposite.
Thank you. I say that all the time.
And then
the
I wake
time.
Up one morning, and he's talking
swag
about...
Swag means good.
Suddenly swag's good.
Yeah.
And it's on people's flipping neurons
and
went
shit. It went from an adjective... to a noun as well, because swag was a way of describing something as shit, basically.
Very
shit. If you
shit.
Were a rapper and you were swag, you were shit, right? But now your swag is like your fashion.
You have swag.
You have swag. Yeah, you can possess it now. And it's just like these fucking kids, they can't even speak slang properly. Yeah.
Louder, man.
No, I'm really, really
That's
vexed.
Definitely what people it's, older than us right, said as well. You because, know, like, yeah, what are you
I
talking
feel,
about?
I feel old. I feel
What's
old.
What's
Yeah, exactly. This is how I can understand how they feel now. Yeah. Like crud.
Yeah,
crud has positive connotations now. If you call an MC crud,
it's cruddy. If he's on crud, it's mad.
But if you were crud back in the day,
you
were properly crud. Shit. Crud meant shit.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
A bit old,
of
man.
Shit.
That goes.
Yeah. But that's how it happens. You just get old, shit changes.
Next, like, in a few months, you'll be like, man's turd on the mic.
Pure turd, fam.
He's turdy, man.
Yeah, he's turdy.
Turdish.
Stop it, kids. Stop it. Absolutely, stop it. Let's make it cool to just use Queen's English. Let the new slang
never be.
Do you
never
know what
be.
I mean? Let's slang's mainstream now. I think from time it's infiltrating the Daily Mail, right? Slang's. Let's just all start talking properly.
Yeah. That just means more slang. We need more slang. I'm against that. I think we need more slang.
That's an interesting debate. Should the streets reclaim the Oxford English Dictionary?
If it's infiltrating, lexicons, if it's getting put in dictionaries, is it then no longer slang?
No, it isn't. So that means you need more further away from the actual words, like the more wilder slang. Like, oh man, you're a speaker. What's that mean? Like, that means you're really good at fighting. You know what I'm saying? What else makes
those people? Yeah, let's take a leaf out of George Orwell's book as well.
I'm so left.
Newspeak.
Yeah.
Let's go for Newspeak. That might be an idea, actually. Should we play another song?
Yeah, let's get into another
let's do
manga.
Let's play another
joint.
Song.
Fuck you, I said fuck you, then we fucked. She said fuck you, I said fuck you, then we fucked. She said fuck you, I said fuck you. Then we fucked.
Yeah. Why would anyone tell this bitch to shut up? We get it. You have Twitter. We get it, you have Instagram. We get it, you have followers and likes and Chanel and Louis and you're out here. We know, bitch, we know.
Tell him. Tell him. That's definitely that. She's definitely talking to a basic bitch.
Yeah, yeah. If you hear the mixtape, that's well. Actually, she's on all my projects now. Yeah, yeah. With Jay Gray.
Yeah,
and I just got her. We just speak.
Yeah, we spoke about her, didn't we? Yeah, I said she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, she's yeah. so sick. So
she's very recordable.
Cut up the conversations and put them in between the songs. Yeah, then. Yeah.
Brilliant. She's that was Addicted to Black by Manga Saint Hilaire, who is in the studio with us right now. We've actually got that snow clip that I was talking about earlier, and Manga broke it down for us.
He did without even needing to listen to
it. A man is a translator, you know.
we were gonna somehow slow the track down. Yeah. So we.
It's
could
like you know
understand.
When you watch The Bill and you get like the you know you've always got that character the asylum seeker or something and he's committed a crime or whatever, and then you get the translator. Manga should just be.
You should
this,
be that guy.
You know your old yeah. thing you say the bill, by the way.
The negotiator.
Yeah, for real. And you know you're old when you remember the theme of the two police's feet walking
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah. Bow, 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 down, 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 down,
down, down, down, down. Manga.
That was a beat.
The reluctant negotiator.
The reluctant translator. He said, man, what, you don't know what you're saying? Nah, what, you're telling me you don't even understand? Nah, Manga, that's what you're here for, bro. Tell us what you're saying.
I don't want to do it, man. I'm not a snitch.
we need to get onto Are You Taking a Piss? Can we get it?
Are You Taking a Piss Tuesdays?
Are You Taking a Piss?
There he is. That's my favourite sound. Yeah. That's my favourite sound. It's overdue. Let us know what's gone on this week since the last show where someone has taken the piss. Someone or something, right?
Has taken a piss out of your whole life.
Exactly. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email us tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com. It's myself filling in for Hugh and Sarah right now with the legendary Doc Brown. And we've
Thank
got Mangus Hilaire in the studio right now. Let us know again what's pissed you off.
Please. And if you've got any more song lyrics that you got backwards,
yeah.
keep them coming as well. You know what? It's been too many things we talked about today. I don't want to confuse you lot. I know I still need my rap about anything. Thank you to everybody who's tweeted me some suggestions. Frankly, they need to be stupider. Yeah. You know the coup by now. You've been listening for months.
That's it.
How am I supposed to write a rap, spit something right at the end of the show when I've only got minutes left to write it if you lot are giving me weak suggestions? Step your suggestion game up.
And also, I'd like to get out the
Chichipatos.
Get out of the past, you know?
Yeah.
What's affecting you? You could even use your Are You Taking the Piss as inspiration.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Just whatever it is.
Let us know what or who has taken the piss
at
this
FUBAR
week.
Radio on Twitter, at FUBARradio.com, studio@FUBARradio.com on email, yeah? Or even call up if you like. We used to have a few callers back in the day.
We want to hear your sexy voices, man. Yeah. Give us a little
phone. We used to have this guy called Pete from Pimlico who used to call up the show.
Is Pimlico Pete not calling into
Have you spoken to him?
The last time I spoke to him was a couple of weeks. I only came to do the show today on the premise that he was actually going to be.
Is incredible. He's got theories. Yeah. He's got a lot of deep stuff going on in his life, clearly, but he's a fantastic guest. Well, if you've heard Pete from Pimlico on the show before, you'll know what I'm talking about. But what's the number
since,
here
yeah,
again?
Yeah, since there's a risk that Pimlico Pete's not going to be calling in today, give us a call.
0330-223-0200. That's 0330-223-0200. Give us a call and let's hear your voice. Let's have a little chinwag. You could even ask Manga a few questions. He's in the studio, live and direct. Manga Saint Hilaire, and we've
heard
two brilliant songs from him. There's more to come.
Don't ask about Wiley.
Yeah. That's the worst thing.
Yeah, don't ask about anyone in Roll Deep.
What's Wiley like?
No one even knows. Wiley doesn't actually exist. Everyone knows that, right? Like I said, tweet us. This is the last time I'm going to say this on this side of this next song that we're going to play from Manga. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email us tuesdaydrive@fubarradio.com.
Cheer.
Give us a call 0330-223-0200.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, this is FUBAR Radio. I go by the name of Michael Payne. I'm sitting in for DJ Sarah Love and
Those
Hugh.
Those other guys.
them guys, I can never remember their names. But I've got my boy Doc Brown in with me today, holding it down alongside him. We've got the gentleman, Manga Saint Hilaire, in the studio today. That was Nang by Manga Saint Hilaire. And I'd like everyone to kind of just reinvigorate the word Nang.
Yeah, I still say it.
Yeah,
it's a classic.
It's gone out of circulation with the kids. It is a classic.
Yeah.
And I think that even adults, even middle class adults who just never use slang, just use the word nang.
They say peng still.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
say
exactly.
Peng, so why did they drop out nang? What's wrong?
That's what I'm saying. You can't just pick and choose, you know. Nang should still definitely be in circulation. No, I don't think you should be able to.
If you're with slang, you're with slang for life.
That's it, exactly. You never grow out of that shit. But yeah, that was Nang by Manga St. Hilaire. And we're going to sort of segue into a topic, but actually, no, we're not. We're going to play this excerpt of Informer by Snow.
It's bait, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, could you translate live on air for us, please, again?
You know, say man of snow, I mean a plane, I lick it boom boom down.
There you go.
Yo.
But then even then, right, is he saying he's going to apply, you know, his tongue to someone's anus?
Possibly. Possibly.
Because that could be a translation. I lick your boom boom down.
Yeah, that's well, a next. Maybe that's a next after hours version.
I don't play was like a big threat in those days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Around 1990.
Lick your bum.
Around 1990, I don't play was so. I remember. Do you remember? Was it? You can't touch this, MC Hammer. Like he did, tried to do some little lyrical thing at the end. And he goes, "It's Hammer, MC Hammer, yo Hammer, go Hammer, and the rest can go and play."
Oh, oh no.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He went
play,
there.
You know, my mum used to say that to me. I don't play. What scared me?
It's a very old school retro threat, isn't it? Yeah. What's been pissing you off this week, mate?
Me, couple things, you know.
Yeah, let us know. Man. Get off your chest.
Broadband at my house. Mm-hmm. Virgin Media. Bunch of fishes.
Fuck Virgin.
Yeah. Are they that seriously bad, yeah? Yeah. Everyone's saying.
I use Virgin Media. Fuck Virgin.
So they're not.
Which is an ironic phrase in itself.
See, you're smart. But yeah, they said 8 to 1 they're going to be around my house. So obviously not to my door at 8 o'clock. But I thought, all right, cool, safe. They said, oh, we need to get into one cupboard and, like, you know, your block. Back in a minute. They just rolled out. Jeez. I'm waiting till 7 o'clock at night time. I'm sitting
and
down.
People know how important broadband is, you know.
Listen,
I walk into someone's house before I greet their parents, before I take my coat, watch the Wi-Fi code, bro.
But I haven't got a washing machine or a cooker. I'm just letting you know that's how important broadband is.
That's it. Not fully. I can relate, mate. I can relate. Yeah. I have a cooker. I don't use it. I use my modem, though.
I got my George Foreman grill, and I want my broadband, and I'm good.
That's it.
That's what I want. And they just rolled out. Then when I rang them back, the woman was like, yeah, well, the next appointment is in 3 weeks. I said, are you mad?
In 2015? Really?
Exactly.
Three
that's
weeks?
What I said. Are you saying,
what country
are we
in again?
I'm going to get rolled up.
What's the snack of choice that you put on the George Foreman grill?
It's a great grill. You know, you can put anything on it.
It's sick,
like,
isn't it?
You can put chicken.
When I found out about cheese toasties, I was like, what?
On the grill?
I never even thought to do it, fam.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Because I haven't got a toaster either, so that's the thing.
Yeah, of course.
You've never
had a grilled cheese sandwich?
That's obviously
that's
a grill.
Stick it on the
GF,
see,
you know what you're thinking?
Bruv.
On the GF.
Not on your girlfriend.
I had to be
shown.
Oh, stick the cheese on the girlfriend, mate.
Yeah. But I put everything on there. I literally do everything. I make like smash, like that fake potato thing.
See?
It looks sick on the Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
Chichipato potato. Chichipotato.
Chichipotato. Shout out my Colombian crew.
Yeah, but Virgin Broadband. And Lidl got on my nerves as well. They tried to, like, I went Lidl because I tried to save some money, you know. The adverts have been saying about it.
Yeah.
So I went down Lidl, bought a little food. I bought, like, a food shot. And I bought, like, their fake version of Bailey's. And I was doing my little...
Oh, is it Murphy's?
I think it is. It costs £4 or something, like a little bargain.
Yeah.
Safe.
It's another Irish name.
Yeah. And I went down there. I was with me and my brother and my little cousin. And my brother's, I don't know, how old is he, 25 or something. Mm-hmm. I'm 29. So the guy goes, have you got ID? I said, yeah, man, I got ID. Because I was buying one and my brother was buying one. Along with our food shop.
Uh-huh.
As he got ID, I said, no, he's only 16. Like, he's not buying nothing.
But I'm buying it.
Yeah. He's telling me I can't serve you. I'm not serving you. It's company. No, it's the law. So it's not the law. Don't lie to me. I'm not a dickhead. Then he goes, oh, I'm getting my manager. My manager goes, we can't serve you. It's company policy. So he just told me it's the law. You're telling me it's company policy. Why can't you serve me?
He's just made up a law then and there, mate.
Just now. I'm like, all right, but there's a queue.
Lidl,
like,
I didn't know Lidl was a republic. I genuinely didn't know that there was a
And what's even
body.
Worse, he's telling me, yo, you can't. I can't sell you these like this alcohol rare. I said, I've got ID. I'm a big man. Don't say it for some
so it's just because you were with a minor.
Yeah. So what if I was with my son?
I've never heard that.
Say if he was one.
I said that. I said, if I was with my son, well, I don't have a son, but I'm saying if I like my pull up game this week and I had a son, and it was there with me, would you not serve me alcohol? He goes, no, he wouldn't. So you think I'm giving alcohol to my little cousin? He goes, yes, I do. So you think I'm a dickhead, safe. So I rolled out, but what I didn't know, what I didn't remember, I already put all the food in my bag.
Right.
So I was technically shoplifted. Oh, so I rolled out, And then security's like, come back, please, come back.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no, I'm not coming back. F Lidl, I'm not spending another penny in there. I bounced out. So I got free food, but I got offended.
Yeah.
That's
so,
crazy. What's most crazy about it is it's basically a character judgment.
Exactly.
That's what's happened.
Yeah.
It's nothing
exactly.
to do with policy. They decided he looks like the kind of guy
that gives little
that would gives
yeah.
a minor
alcohol.
Boost.
Yeah. And it's not like I put down like 10 cool. stellars, you know, 10 stellars of vodka.
Yeah.
I had a food show. I had like
cream.
Gammon and them type of things. Yeah. Like, you can see.
I had gammon, goddammit.
Like, no one buys Baileys. For their little cousins, yeah. not a drink of a youth chest.
I've never walked past a group of teenagers
and
sitting in the park drinking Baileys.
No. Come on, it's not even real Baileys forevermore.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you know, kids are obsessed with the name brands yeah. these days as well.
I think I'm a mug, bro. It's £4. I was so bad at that, you know that?
Yeah, that's
in my tracksuit.
Say
know,
if it was Christmas.
I don't
well.
Know what
yeah.
they're doing.
Say
they
if it was Christmas.
I'm not going back there. I might do Lidl in Woolwich.
It's very interesting.
It's funny you should say that because the same thing happened to my friend Tom. He was in the supermarket. Can't remember what chain it was.
Probably Lidl.
Probably Lidl, to be fair. And he was with his brother, who's actually older than him. Right, Tom's 32. His brother's maybe like you know late 30s. Right, they both had some booze, and his brother actually needed to use the toilet. So his brother gave him his booze and said, look, I gave him the cash and said, can you pay for that for me? In fact, no, he didn't even do that. He just said, can you pay for it for me? And he just went to the toilet, and obviously he was going to settle up with him when he came back. So Tom's gone to the queue, and they'd seen that he was with someone else.
Right.
And then they'd seen Tom take the bottle off him, so then they were like, can I see your ID? Tom showed them his ID, and then he was like, can I see your, I don't know who that guy was, but can I see his ID as well? And Tom was like, well, he's gone to the toilet. And they were like, all right, cool, we'll have to wait till he comes back to see his ID.
Mugs.
And Tom's like, well, why?
Mugs.
And then he's just like, yeah, because we've seen him hand you the bottle and you could be buying the bottle for an underage. And he's like, he's older than me. He's like 8 years older than me. Do you know what I mean? It's weird. That is, I think we need the ad lib.
Basic little
bitches. Mm.
Fun little for
yeah.
left.
Stick that.
Are
on.
You taking
there
a piss?
There
it is.
Thank you very much. Taking the piss Tuesdays. Let us know. Hit us up at the studio at foobarradio.com on the email, at foobarradio on the Twitter, or even call us up and tell us. Just show us how angry you are in your flipping voice.
Let us know what
by
or who
bellin'
made
us.
You say.
Yeah. Who or what made you say? Oh, Nat's on it this week. Oh,
are you taking a piss?
There we go.
She's been on the Baileys.
Tell us. She's been on the Murphys.
You got
yeah,
served.
She's been on the Murphys. She's been on the McDougals. Irish
yeah, McDougals.
She was in there with a whole fucking yeah, bunch of nursery kids. She had like 30 kids.
42 bottles.
Gave her a case. Splash. Gave her a case. No questions asked. 0330-223-0200. If you've got anything that's taken a piss as a
are you taking
a
piss?
There it is.
As much as producer Nat is taking a piss right now. If you've got anything on that level,
tweet us.
Give us a shout. Tweet
at Fubar
us.
Radio.
Email
Tuesday. Tuesday drive at foobarradio.com.
Yeah, we've had a couple emails in actually. So let me get my
are
taking
gonna,
a piss voice
it in
on.
The yeah,
of
there you
course.
Go.
He's here. He's here. Where is he? Here he is. This is from Dave in Camden. He says, the blinds on my window at work, right? They've only broke today, causing the sun to shine on my computer screen for 3 hours. 3 hours.
Dave,
are you
Camden.
Taking a piss?
That's Dave from Camden. Dave. Camden. Do you know what that reminds me of, right? My missus, she had a friend of hers come over from New York. First time she'd ever been to the UK.
Mm.
And my wife went to meet her at the airport, and she goes, so where do you live? And she goes, oh, we live on this estate in Hackney. And she goes, oh, an estate. and she saw that, and she was like, oh my God, Siobhan, you live in the projects, right? Anyway, so we were at this party, right, that night, and this dude comes over. This is a mate of my wife's, and he's Cockney as you like, and he's called Dave. He comes over, and she's like, hi, I'm Rochelle, what's your name? And he goes, Dave. And she looked at him. I was watching her. She looked at him for time, and she goes, hi, Dive. She thought his name was Dive. Beautiful. We got another email here. This is from Kelly in Greenwich. I'll tolerate a bunch of things. What? I'm reasonable. But when people bump into me without a sorry, I just lose it. I get so angry. Today, right, this fucking giant of a dude, her words, not mine, this fucking giant of a dude slammed his entire body into me as he's walking the opposite direction. And his fucking hand Oh my days. Sorry, on the day where we've been talking about great insults, I've just seen one I've never heard before.
I think we found it.
This fucking ham planet.
She called a man a ham
planet. She called
a man
a ham planet, bro. And this fucking ham planet decides that was perfectly fine in his book, and he starts to walk away. So I says, sorry I was in your way, asshole. Takes full stop. The full stop. Peace.
She's from
full
South.
Stop.
Love
Kelly from Greenwich. That is a prize-winning email.
Are you taking the piss?
If we were to give out prizes for emails, that would be the best one of our entire series so far. Thank you, Kelly.
Big up, South London.
And big up anybody who describes an oversized person as a fucking ham planet. That's incredible. Thank you so much.
I'm
best like insult of the day.
I'm dying here, man.
Ham planet sick. I'm like a Jaffa planet. Planet then.
Fucking ham planet, bro.
That's
it says so,
so good.
Much.
That's good.
We know his. We know his race.
Stop it! Stop it!
We know his general size.
Stop it! You know his.
We
neck
get a sense.
Large.
We get a sense of the character. It's brilliant in three words. Fucking
brilliant.
Ham planet.
Can I do this one?
go for it.
If I can stop laughing at ham planet. So Gary from Brighton. Made a tuna salad with fresh dill.
Right.
Apparently, didn't wash the dill well enough, and I'm chewing on sand as I type. But a man... But a man's gotta eat. Gary from Brighton.
Are you taking the piss?
What I love about this is it gives away his... It's good that you read it in Cockney, because it gives away his middle-class sensibilities. Okay?
Dill.
First off... Nobody from the hood eats dill.
Dill. Okay.
Not
I don't
fresh
even
dill.
Know if I can't even
not
say
dill.
If no dill. Confidence that I know what dill is.
Dill or no dill, manga.
No dill.
If someone from the hood had dill, it was put on a plate in front of them. They was at a function that they got a VIP ticket to. It was at a soiree, fam. They didn't expect
jury
to
service.
Be there.
You get jury dill service. Jury service, didn't you?
Now, if you don't wash dill well enough, you uneducated chichipatos out there, what happens is you taste the sand because, just like spinach, it is grown in with sand on top of the
right.
earth. So this is what's happened to him. But this motherfucker's making a tuna salad with fresh dill. It's unnecessary anyway.
Just get a Jaffa
Tuna's
cake,
good
man.
Just with mayonnaise and sweet corn. You're blessed. Where are you fucking changing? You would stay in your lane, Gary. Stay in your fucking lane.
Especially as he's from Brighton.
He's from
Brighton,
bro.
Stay in your lane, Gary.
Stay in your lanes, Brighton.
Stay in your lane, Gary. Stay in your lane, gal.
Amazing.
All right.
Stay in your lane.
And to be fair, Gary, that's your fault, mate.
It is.
No one's taking the piss out of you.
that's the
no
worst part of the story.
You're taking
the piss out of your own life.
We are now taking the piss out of you, Gary. So the answer is yes.
Oh, allow it.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. All contributions are welcome.
Bugged himself
at
right
FUBAR Radio on Twitter. studio@fubarradio.com. 030-223-0200 on the telephone lines. We got Manga still live in the studio.
Yeah, he doesn't want to go anywhere.
We still got the rap about anything to come. Keep your suggestions coming in. They've all been a little bit serious today.
Yeah.
I feel under pressure, but I'm still writing. I'm writing in my head all the time, so don't watch me. I'll come with something. All right, let's get into another manga. Have we got another manga tune? Oh, no more. Oh,
finished.
Let's
not.
That's a
you
shame.
You have to buy them now,
innit? Yeah,
you have to buy
them
now, man.
The Reluctant Adventure. When's the EP dropping?
Secretly, you know what I might as well say. It's coming out July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
ready for
the
summer?
First.
There you go.
It's my birthday, so I want people to like feel guilty to buy it. So
yeah, that's good. That's good.
Pay my electric and some rent. And I can buy some blinds. I ain't got no blinds or curtains either, so I wake up at 6 every morning.
That's too hood.
Yo, no, but I feel like it's a style. Like, oh, look how bright the room is!
Amazing. But I never draw. Yeah. I never actually. I'm a big sneaker. I'm a sneaker fanatic,
okay,
right?
Yeah, bad man.
And
you've got
it's
a
that
sick collection.
Yeah, it's that I'm that nerdy about them that I don't like too much sunlight to touch them.
Oh, because it takes the color out.
And you've got
exactly.
a cupboard. Are they on show all the time?
Yeah, no, some of them where I because I've been collecting for many years.
Yeah.
I have
There's
hundreds in
left.
Boxes, but I also have hundreds out of boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got maybe about 150 in my bedroom.
Okay.
And the sun rises through my bedroom window.
Damn.
Because that's how special I am. It actually, you know, the
for
sun,
you.
Yeah, for me, right? And if I don't keep the blinds shut 100% of the time, it's just gonna, you know,
right,
discolour
so
my
yours
trainers.
Are always down.
My blinds are never open.
Our angers are always open. Well, they don't exist.
Don't exist.
Yeah. It's funny actually, because we were talking about forgettable wanks right at the start of the show.
we were
trying to work out how you could have an unforgettable wank. That's the way, innit? Like if you had no curtains, and
that's
someone caught
be
you,
an unforgettable.
You'd always
it's a long
remember
story,
that.
Like, I'm on like the 12th floor. No one can see me. I'm very low.
It has to be a drone.
As long as
if you've got a drone and a GoPro. Find out what Manga's doing this weekend.
Come see me.
Yeah. Fly up a bottle of Murphy's.
I actually need the bottle of Murphy's.
He needs one now. He actually needs one.
All right, let's get into a tune. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we'll see if there's any more taking of pisses to discuss. Otherwise, we need some more rap about anythings as well. Hashtag rap about anything on the Twitter. Get on it. I haven't heard that tune for years, you know.
Yeah, it's been a while for me as well, actually.
That is a classic. Big up Rodney, big up Roots Maneuver. Legendary artist. We still have Manga here in the studio.
Very local.
Big up for sticking around the whole show.
Yeah,
Some
have you enjoyed yourself,
man?
It's been really good, though.
And you got to come back on Michael's got his own show coming now.
Yeah, I'm joining Hugh on Fridays.
Yeah, there we go. Is it the morning show?
1 to 4, Friday drive time, right?
Boom.
Friday social is what
Friday
we call it.
Social.
Yeah. Let's get social.
Nice.
It's good. Nice change from being anti-social, which is what I usually do. Sitting outside the town hall drinking Murphy's.
What's the difference between Hugh's show and this show? Like, he thinks he's got a bit more of a free reign, so he just like, do you produce it now? So how the fuck is it different? Just because I'm not on it. It's like, oh, let's do something without Doc. It'll be so much better. It'll be on Friday, so we can have
no
a good time.
No one's got no answers.
No one's got no answers. Everyone got quiet. That's how you know it's truth. You do it on Friday, yeah? Then we can all go
it's
for a drink afterwards.
Yeah.
On Friday. Get that Friday feeling without Doc.
Without Doc, yeah.
That new guy he's got is good. Let's get him in as well. Oh, I see. I'll just be the creator.
That's your are you taking the piss?
It is. That's my are you taking the piss for this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for I think it's possibly, even though there wasn't that many emails in that little section, it's probably
greatest
the
caliber.
Best. Yeah.
Yeah.
The highest caliber
today
we've had.
Amazing.
For the whole time.
I fully had tears in my eyes for most of today's show.
Superb. Shout out to everybody, by the way, on Twitter who's been hitting me up with suggestions for the rap about anything. There's been quite a few actually. It's been hard to pick because some of you was a bit too serious. Some of you like went all the way serious or all the way stupid. I have to say, shout out Mr. Q for his suggestion was why it would be a really terrible idea to host the Women's World Cup in territory currently held by Islamic State. Complicated.
Yeah, deep.
Nisa Khan just says kids.
She wants
rap
them
about
or,
kids.
Or no.
Francesca Cobbett. Trying to remove your jumper in the office in a non-sexual way.
I love that
is
one.
Superb. Francesca, I wish I got it earlier. I've got like 5 minutes now. So I've already started working
one
on one from Royston Wegley. Yeah, Francesca, maybe I'll do yours next week, you know, because there's so much to be said on that. Maybe I'll write like a couple tunes on it.
Uh-huh.
A little interlude. A little basic bitch interlude. We'll see. And all the Palace fans who keep sending me Palace-related shit, stop
sending
me Palace-related
shit. Season's
over,
man. Get over it, man.
It's summertime now.
Wait.
I can't talk. Let me talk about Palace.
Back
Come
in
on.
September.
It's irrelevant to so many people.
I thought you were talking about the skate, man. I was realizing you were talking about football.
Oh, yeah. Football.
I know nothing about no football. Yeah,
no one's talking about football anymore. Just leave it.
As well. I really should say big up the brand. And, you know, have a think about celebrity Palace fans who also like your brand. That's all I'm saying. Just
that
throwing
would
that out
be
there.
Sick.
Maybe there's something we could do together.
That'd be the best collab.
That's true. Just the face of Alan Pardew on the front of a Palace t-shirt. They should do that.
Boom.
Oh, they should. Cool. No, real talk, that would sell.
Tie-ins.
I'll buy it. I'm ready to buy one.
And just call him Alan Pardew.
Yeah.
Alan Pardew.
For those that don't know what Pard means, it just means, you know, took the piss out of you, insulted you, disrespected you.
It's good. It's good. There's been so much slang translation today.
There has today.
It's
come to
thing.
Us for your, to come, you know, to Doc, because I'm not going to be here in future. Mm. I'm going to be with my new homie.
On Fridays.
On Fridays.
Friday for the day.
being social.
But if you ever want a slang translation, holler at Doc.
Yeah,
holler at
please,
Doc. That's
please,
what
and,
you
and give me all the ones that I
or, in
you
fact,
know,
you
I'm
know,
not going to know.
And also, holler at Manga, because Manga's...
Yeah, wait, this guy solved some mysteries.
He's worth his weight in translations. Do you know what I mean? 100%. Holler at Manga. Well, let him know your Twitter.
I'm
let him know
a
your
lot
Twitter
of 22-year-old girls. I know a lot of stuff.
Manga just completed
Manga
the lyrical
sent
Hilaire,
right?
Yeah, Manga, STHIL... A-R-E.
What's the relevance of Saint Hilaire?
My mum's maiden name.
Hilaire?
Yeah.
Oh, both of them.
Saint Helier.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Some cool set Lucian thing they're trying to run with. You know what I'm saying?
Same. We used to have a player at Palace way before my time in the 70s, but he was a legend.
Yeah.
Who was Saint Lucian as well, called Vince Helier.
Yeah, he's definitely part of the gang. That's my uncle.
He was a don. He was an amazing winger. Yes. And like, I hooked up with these guys called Cult Zeros, who make like these cool T-shirts that were just like little puns about the players underneath. Right. You know, so I asked them to do one of Vince Helier's, just their heads, like in silhouette.
Uh-huh.
So I got them to do me a Vince Helier one because I was going on Soccer AM. I wanted to wear
the
T-shirt.
Of course.
But I said I'll do the puns, and I just did fresh Vince of Helier. I'm still proud
amazing!
Of that shit.
Amazing!
Still proud of that.
That's amazing. I've got to applaud that, mate. Yeah, I love my puns, and you know that. You follow me on Instagram.
Of course.
That was brilliant.
Thank you very much. And so much so that Vince saw me on the show, and then he hollered at me like on Twitter, and he was like, bruv, you gotta get me one of those T-shirts and make my day. So like, I had them sent to his house and shit.
Amazing.
Very special time.
Yeah,
fresh Vince of Helier. Still proud.
Very cool.
Oh, wow. Oh my God!
No way!
Pete from Pimlico.
All right,
and the last
be very
minute.
Very quick with this, actually,
right,
Pete.
Real quick, because we only got a couple minutes.
Pete literally does already talk for England, so could talk for England. He does talk for England. Pete, have we got him on the line now?
Yeah,
Pimlico. Oh. Pete's up in this bitch.
I talk for Pimlico.
Yeah, Pete.
Pete, what's new, man?
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, just enjoying the weather before I catch up with your guys. I just had a new haircut, you know, blood.
Oh, so, are you not in London then, Pete?
Fleek.
Yeah, I love them.
You said you're enjoying the weather, mate.
It's better in Pimlico.
It's sunny now, blood. It's sunny in Pimlico. It's in the middle of a weather system, Pimlico, like Wales.
Of course, it's got its own.
Yeah, it's nice.
Where'd you get your haircut, Pete? And what style did you get today?
Dan, I had a bob, blood.
You had a bob?
You got a bob?
A bob, yeah, I got a bob in it.
Oh, you got your hair cut by a guy named Bob.
How do you do that with afro hair? Break it down.
I have it straightened, blood.
You got your shit
textured to a bob. So kind of like
so
break it down. Like, you remember when? Do you remember when Didier Drogba kind of did the little bob at the top and then had the lank bits coming out the back? Is it like that? Like a sort of
Do you
ninja?
Look like a black French footballer?
Yeah,
ninja.
It's a bit, but not as expensive as what his is.
Yeah, sure. How
you
much?
Know what I mean? I can't afford what his haircuts, man.
How much is the Pimlico bob?
£11, blood.
11. Oh, that's a few decent, bob. Fam.
It's that 11 quid, decent. Man. They put the pound on top, so you have to break a fiver and give them a tip, blood, isn't it?
Yeah, fam.
And did you give a tip?
Of course not, blood.
Oh, see.
It's a credit crunch, isn't it?
I've got a tip for you, real. Pete.
For real.
No, forget it. Pete, I've got to ask you one quick question.
Shoot, blood.
Because we haven't been able to touch on this subject, we're going to get Pete to touch on it, yeah? Pete, what's the biggest thing in your life that you've missed out on? Have you ever chosen to do something, to have an experience, to do someone a favour, to go somewhere maybe, you know, go and watch one of your kids in their school play, whereas to do this you were missing out on, like say, Guns N' Roses playing somewhere?
Yeah, I miss, you know, the Monkees at the Albert Hall. Do you remember? Back in the 80s, I could have got on a London bus and had a free trip to the Albert Hall to see the Monkees, minus the guy whose mum invented Tippex, because he didn't need to go on tour, did he? Loaded, innit?
We all remember that.
Some bird, and I didn't get anything from it, and I missed the Monkees, innit?
Pissed.
So you got no action with the chick? And you missed the Monkees.
No action, and I miss it to this day. You know, I watch documentaries, and they go, "Oh yeah, I remember seeing them back in the, you know." I could have been me, but driving around London in a Peugeot 205, blood.
And now you're just there, full of regrets, with your fresh, fresh bob.
Full of regret and remorse.
Yeah. Did she have a bob?
Pete. Hey, listen, I'm so glad you got in touch before the end of the show. We're going to be back in touch next week, guaranteed.
Longer talk.
When's
Pete,
your
just
film
our favorite
out, blood?
Contributor.
When's the film coming out,
Which
blood?
One? Oh, the one I was filming before, September.
Yeah.
I'll let you know, bruv. You won't miss it, fam.
The question is, Pete, when's your film coming out, mate?
We'll make that happen.
My film next Tuesday, blood.
Next Tuesday.
Boom.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
We love you, Pete.
We love you.
Bye.
Peace, bro.
Oh man, that guy is just the next level of legend.
Is he a real person?
He's a real person, Manga. He's our greatest contributor. Manga's just been unleashed Pete from Pimlico on Manga with no
Manga's mind's blown.
Oh my days,
bro, he's the next level. He's incredible. I've got so much respect for that
remorse.
Man. So much respect for that man and his bob.
Right. So this brings us to my favourite part of the show.
Yeah, thank you to everybody. I can't tell you what this Rap About Anything is about because I want to do it this week as a quiz. It was the only way I could think of to come at it in an original way.
Right.
So you lot, the listeners at home, you just try and work out who I'm talking about, all right? We got a beat ready? Oh, here we go. All right, cool. Let me try and get this. And the clues are in there. It's kind of like a rap wiki. See if you can work this out. Okay, here we go. Who am I? People think I'm odd because I roll around town in a waistcoat and jumpers. Who am I? I will tell you what I'll probably do. I roll around town in a motherfucking monocle. Try and knock me down, brother. Stop that. Because I'll uppercut your chin, beat you down with a top hat. And people might laugh because I dress like pimps or try and take the piss because I talk with a lisp. Frankly, I would need bare time to discuss the ins and outs and the science of my hairline. That's why I shaved it all off. Damn you. Turns out my head's shaped like a triangle. Who am I? I might sound posh, but I'll roll up in a fucking huge truck like a boss. I've got two Hummers, look like two tanks. Who am I? Bitch, I'm Chris Eubank.
Yeah!
There you go. That's not easy. I've never rapped with a list before, fam.
That was absolutely
now,
brilliant.
Who sent us that? I've totally forgotten who sent it.
Probably Chris Eubank himself.
We might have just wanted it immortalized.
That narcissistic
is that on the FUBAR Twitter or my Twitter? I'm scrolling through, I can't even find it.
That was amazing.
I need to find out to give you your shout. Can you see it now?
I'm looking.
You're looking. Who sent in Chris Eubank? If that was you. Oh, here we go. Royston Wegley at Disco Dean 7 on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Big up Royston
Chris
Wegley.
Eubank. I don't know how I got it written, but I got it written. There we go. That's the magic
brilliant.
Of Doc. It's the magic of the show. Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 with Michael Payne standing in.
Yeah, we were like the new Sugar Babes today.
Yeah, it was signing up. And Manga, superb guest. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
we've
man.
Learned so much together. I feel like you've been like a lyrical Rubik's Cube today. Solving all sorts of mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And we've given you stuff, stuff about the Foreman Grill that's going to be different
GF
for you
now. Put it now, my GF.
Put it on the GF.
So I'm going to put on Facebook,
GF.
I've got a GF. All the girls are going to get really mad. I say, it's a grill, man. Relax.
There you go. Go well. The 1st of July, we're looking out for the Reluctant Adventurer.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you look out for drones as well before you get them lined off. Natalie, thanks so much for manning the boards. Women
Big
in
up
the
Natalie.
Boards.
Yes.
And we'll see you all next week. We're going to go out on a high with a tune. We love you lot. See you next Tuesday. Peace. Bye.
Peace.